Welcome to the Barf Bag, cyberbarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. New Apple news. Apple announced its new product called the iPad.
It sounded like a woman's hygiene product.
Well, Apple's marketing department must have wanted to make it sound like the current iPod.
It looks like a giant iPod Touch. Why not call it a giant touch?
Because Apple does not want people to think that the new tablet is just an iPod Touch on steroids. It is trying to be a killer e-reader, a killer video player, a killer game player, and a killer internet surfing application.
That is a tall order, even for an assassin. I thought you were thinking Apple would not make a tablet.
That's right. Tablets have not been a good business product model. Netbooks are cheap laptops. Tablets are even smaller netbooks, in reality. Ever since Apple gave up on the Newton PDA, I figured that that market segment was too small for Apple to care about.
Small? The iPad is bigger than a sushi platter in a diner.
The product is not yet out, but people have been critical of it. Some think it may turn out to be a flop, like Apple TV.
More people use their smartphones for their computing needs. The new iPad does not seem to fit that bill.
The only thing that makes Apple different than their competitors is the App Store. Third-party developers have been making more than 100,000 unique iPhone applications, which in turn makes Apple's phone the popular and cool choice. They are hoping that the app market will help push iPad sales.
Still, the name is weird.
It could be worse. iPed, iPud, iPood.
Gross.
Nothing grosser than Ralph's review of the show.
You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?